Right now, it is time to check sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio with a couple of stories out of the National Football League first. No, it doesn't involve the Super Bowl. Former Detroit Lions linebacker Jesse Lemonnier has passed away at the age of 25. Now, he didn't appear in many games for the Lions, but he did play for them, and he died. Quote, "We are shocked and saddened to learn of the passing of Jesse Lemonnier." That's from the Detroit Lions. "A model teammate, a wonderful young man who has gone way too soon." The Los Angeles Chargers signed him as an undrafted free agent in 2020, released a similar press release. That's just a sad story. Gone at the age of 25. All right, another story, strange story out of the NFL. A Super Bowl champ's brother has been found guilty in the murders of two women. Marcus Randall L., brother of Antoine, played football at Wisconsin. He was a wide receiver, Antoine was. Jurors deliberated about 2 hours before finding the former Wisconsin Badger football player guilty. Prosecutors argued that he suspected they were informing police of his drug dealing, and he killed them to eliminate them as witnesses. Wow. That's quite a story. All right. We'll move on. Of course, we're getting closer and closer to Championship Sunday, which is coming up this weekend. I think it's one of the most favorable weekends of football that I can imagine, other than the Super Bowl and the National Championship in college. And in conference championships on Championship Sunday, Sunday at 3 o'clock, the 49ers take on the Philadelphia Eagles. And on Sunday at 6:30 in the evening, the Bengals take on the Chiefs. And I like this weekend because I might even be able to get most of that second game in before I have to go to bed. And then the Super Bowl comes up on February 12th at 6:30. So we'll see. This is the weekend where we'll find out who's going to the Super Bowl. Let's move on over to the NBA and take a look at the action that happened yesterday. The Knicks beat the Celtics. Now that's surprising, 120 to 117. Even though the Knicks are having a pretty good year, the Celtics are just outstanding this year. The Nets got beat by the Pistons, 130 to 122. And so as we check in on the standings of the Eastern Conference, the Celtics, like I said, are in first place, having a great year, 35-15. Their winning percentage is 700, more 70%. The Knicks are in seventh place, 27-23. Their winning percentage is 540. They're eight games back, but what's interesting about the Knicks is they're only three games back of being in fourth place. So they are really having a good year. And they had a bad year last year. The year before that, they had a surprising good year. Let's hope that they can get to playing competitive basketball again. Just like let's hope the Lakers can get back there again. Because there was nothing like watching basketball when the Lakers and the Knicks were powerhouses. I'm not even asking for them to be powerhouses, just to play good basketball. The Lakers this year are 23-26. They are in 13th place out of 15 teams in their division. And that's nothing like the old days. The good old days. And let's switch over to the National Hockey League right now. And we'll take a look at some of the scores from yesterday. The Bruins fell to the Lightning 3-2. The Devils lost to the Predators 6-4. Coming up today, the Red Wings take on the Islanders. The Rangers take on the Golden Knights. And that's the only action we have for today and tomorrow in the National Hockey League. I mean, moving on to NCAA basketball, top 25. Washington State fell to number 6, Arizona, 63-58. USC defeated UCLA. UCLA is ranked 8th in the nation, 77-64. Number 1, Purdue over Michigan, 75-70. Number 21, Florida Atlantic defeated Middle Tennessee, 85-67. All right. That is a check on NCAA college basketball and sports, as a matter of fact, here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.